USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers and a related case involving mandates on healthcare workers at facilities that receive federal funding. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor falsely saying that over 100,000 children are in serious condition, many of them on ventilators due to COVID-19. A Georgia judge sentenced three men to life in prison for the murder of Ahmed Aubrey, whom the men confronted and killed while he was running in their neighborhood in early 2020. Travis McMichael and Gregory McMichael, each receiving a life sentence without the possibility of parole. William Roddy Bryant Jr. was sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. This is USA Radio News.
Well, you've heard me talk about Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and how his pillow's given me a great night's sleep. He continues to roll out new offers on his products. His latest on the towel sets. Now, towels aren't something you think about. I never knew what I was missing until I tried the towels last year. You've all helped build MyPillow into the incredible company it is today, and trust in Mike Lindell has given you a better night's sleep. Mike's now changing the game with a six-piece towel set, USA cotton, extremely absorbent, yet still providing that soft feel you look for in a towel. Two bath, two hand towels, two washcloths for a limited time, $39.95 using our promo code USA. It retails for over $100. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use this promo code USA to get this price of $39.99 on the towels, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Millions of people on the East Coast are dealing with the first bomb cyclone of the year. Snow is falling in states including Massachusetts. New Jersey is under a state of emergency as it expects at least 6 inches of snow on Friday. Much of the same area received snowfall earlier this week, and many travelers were stranded on Interstate 95 in Virginia. Cindy Poitier, a legendary actor, has died at the age of 94.
Sidney Poitier made history as the first black man to win the Oscar for Best Actor for 1964's Lilies of the Field. The Bahamian Minister of Foreign Affairs confirming the actor's death on Thursday night. Poitier starred in The Defiant Ones, which earned him his first Oscar nomination, A Patch of Blue in the Heat of the Night, and A Trailblazer in Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. He was born in Miami and split time growing up in the Bahamas and the United States. Sidney Poitier was 94. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
This is you. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The CDC is updating its COVID-19 guidelines for K-12 schools. The new recommendation says children who are exposed to the virus and not fully vaccinated should quarantine for at least 5 days after coming in contact with someone who has COVID. Unvaccinated adults who have not received a booster shot are advised to follow the same recommendation. A New Hampshire dog rescues its owner in a car wreck.
A dog is being hailed a hero after it led New Hampshire police to the mangled truck that its owner had been driving with a friend when he crashed, according to the state police in New Hampshire. They had a report of a loose German Shepherd on Interstate 89, right at the Vermont-New Hampshire border. Officers tried to catch the dog, but it ran. A short time later, the troopers found a damaged section of the guardrail, and they realized that a pickup truck had rolled over. The officers then found two occupants of the pickup that had been ejected and were both freezing and seriously injured. One of the men, Cam Laundrie, was identified as the dog's owner. Even though he faces charges of drinking and driving, he still is glad to be alive. He said his dog was his guardian angel. Sadly, another dog that was in the pickup, a bulldog, was hit on the highway and killed. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.